Hello, people, and welcome to this week's episode of Tea with Lily, the Zesty Lady. Rachel McGuinness is my guest on the Magic Sofa today. Rachel, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great. What's your favourite tea?
Oh, I was thinking about this.
Were you?
Am I allowed to have three?
Okay. All right. Anything is possible on the Magic Sofa, so go on, shoot.
I love fresh mint tea. Mm-hmm. And I got that from my travels to Morocco.
Morocco, okay. Mm.
And I love red bush tea.
Okay.
And that was from my travels to South Africa.
Is the next one going to be a travel-related one as well?
Next one is chai.
Okay.
But I've never been to India.
Is that your next stop? Would you
Potentially, it could be.
Okay, cool. Tea with Lily is a space for informal discussions with a relaxed format where we chat about topical issues over a cup of tea. Guests from all walks of life join me to share their experiences and provide tips and tricks for professionals and entrepreneurs interested in career and personal growth. So, let's hear a bit about the brand named Rachel McGuinness before we start the wonderful dance that is Tea with Lily. Rachel is the founder of Zestember.
That's correct, yeah.
Zestember. She is, and you will hear this word a lot during the interview, she is a healthy lifestyle expert who runs her own well-being business called Zest Lifestyle, which helps busy people put the zest back in their lives. She's done it herself by losing quite a lot of weight, say 42 pounds, and kept it off.
Yeah.
So she's not the type to just tell you to do it. She shows you how to do it because she's been there herself. She looks absolutely radiant, and her work has been featured on the BBC, Guardian, Telegraph, and other major media outlets. So, Rachel McGuinness, tell us about what led you towards this amazing journey of wellness and zestiness.
I used to be unhealthy. That was the start of the journey.
I don't believe that.
It's true. And
okay.
I struggled with my weight for so many years. I was a professional dieter. I was a professional dieter for 22 years.
Oh my word.
Mm-hmm. And I discovered that dieting didn't work.
It doesn't.
No, yep. You have to eat healthily. But I had a life-changing moment back in the year 2000.
Okay.
I was away on business in Barcelona. In those days, I was working in the corporate world.
Okay.
And I was working in telecoms, doing events and marketing.
Okay.
I was in Barcelona on business. I woke up one morning after it was the morning after the night before.
Oh.
Out with clients.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
Far too much Rioja.
Mm-hmm.
Too many tapas.
Dear, yes.
Too many Spanish cigarettes.
Oh.
In those days I smoked. I woke up and I got out of bed, and on my way to the bathroom, I caught my reflection in the mirror, and I don't know what it was about this particular morning or the way the mirrors were set up in this bedroom, but I stopped and I looked at myself and I had a bit of an OMG moment.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, you look awful. You're pale, you're overweight, you look stressed, you've got shadows under your eyes, you're a mess. And I thought, I'm 3 years away from being 40 and I really need to change my life. I need to change my self-destructive lifestyle for a much healthier one. Mm-hmm. And I was also watching the way my parents were aging, and I thought, do you know what, I don't want to be dependent on medication as I got older.
Yeah.
So when I got home to the UK, I decided to stop dieting and to start eating healthily.
Okay.
To get over my aversion to exercise, because I was allergic to it.
Do you know, you're telling me all these things, so looking at you, it's very, very difficult to believe.
But, I was. I think I was traumatised at school.
Yeah.
Sports day was a big thing for me, that because I was just maybe... I don't think I was overweight when I was a kid, but maybe I was just more shapely than my friends.
That's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
But I suppose if you're the thing with kids, you could be the most beautiful. If you're not beautiful according to their norms, then you're the one that will stand out and they will pick on you.
Yeah, well, I wasn't really bullied, but I think it was the PE teachers thought that I was the ideal person to throw the discus and the shot put. Because I was quite small, I used to just crash through all the hurdles, so it's pointless making me do hurdles or the high jump.
Yeah.
And because I'm not gazelle-like, I can't do sprinting. So it was the shot put and discus for me, and that basically put me off sport for a long time.
It's not one of those things that you actually go when you see athletics on TV.
Yeah.
It's not one of those sports that you want to watch.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's me anyway.
Yeah. So when I got back to the UK, as I say, I started eating healthily. I started to do some exercise. I didn't do crazy stuff. I discovered that you didn't have to do loads and loads of stuff in the gym or spend hours in the gym doing hardcore stuff, that you could actually just do minimal things and it would still get you fit and healthy. I stopped drinking so much. I kept my drinking for the weekends instead of knocking back a bottle of Chardonnay every night.
Really?
I know. I was so stressed in my job.
Yes.
And I gave up smoking. Mm-hmm. Within 6 weeks, I noticed a massive difference in the way I looked and I felt. And I also discovered that I was working less hours but being more productive. And I thought, this is great.
Mm.
I don't have to spend so long in the office. And it was because I was looking after myself.
Yeah.
And it was definitely becoming healthier, made me a lot more focused and productive.
Great. Well, interesting. So you work with some household names such as BA, British Airways and the Dorchester.
Mm.
How have those experiences shaped what you do today?
Well, working for British Airways, I've done it twice. I've done it in my present role as for Zest Lifestyle, but I also used to work for them many, many moons ago in the 1990s. But just working for a big iconic name is just fantastic.
Yeah.
Working for the Dorchester was interesting because it's the hospitality industry and they work a lot. They work long hours, and it's very difficult to get people to understand that if they're healthier, they are actually going to be more efficient.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So looking at you now, Rachel, you're the picture of health. As you ooze health from every pore. How do you do it and what's the secret?
Well, it's all to do with my four core principles, or what I like to call them, the four pillars of vitality. Most important thing is sleep. I always try and get my 7 hours sleep per night.
I heard it, once upon a time it was 8. What has it changed to 7?
I think it just depends which research you read.
Oh, okay. For a long time I heard 8, and more recently I've been hearing 7, so I don't know.
Well, the research that I've read says between 7 to 9 hours, so it's really dependent on the person.
Okay.
And also the time of the year as well, because in winter you'll just naturally want to sleep longer.
Mm.
And if you think about the way animals sleep, they sleep a lot longer in the winter than they do in the summer. And you think, we're actually the only species on the planet that can mess around with its body clock.
Yeah, we don't look after ourselves.
No. My number two thing is eat smart.
Okay.
So it's eating a healthy diet. And my philosophy is, now that I've lost my weight, is eat a healthy diet 80% of the time, 20% of the time, you can do what you want.
Go large.
Exactly. And believe me, I do.
Go wild.
Yeah. One of the things that I love doing in my spare time is going out and eating in nice restaurants. And I actually do belong to a gastronomic society. It originates from France, called the Chaine de Rotisseurs. Sounds really good, doesn't it? The Chaine de Rotisseurs. And they're all about eating good food and drinking good wine. And that's what I will do.
Oh, you have to give me how to get involved in that. I love good food and I do love my good wine.
Oh, I will.
So good food, sleep well, eat well, exercise.
So yeah, move more. So
move more.
I'm all about getting the best workouts in the least amount of time without doing stupid stuff.
Okay.
I do something called Tabata, or it's otherwise known as high intensity training.
Okay.
Or high intensity interval training.
Oh, interval, okay.
And you do exercises for four minutes. You do, and that's broken down into doing an activity for 20 seconds with a 10 second rest, 20 seconds, 10 second rest. You do that for 4 minutes. And it's really effective. And most of my workouts, I'll probably say, are around 15 to 20 minutes.
Really?
And I do not belong to a gym, no.
Okay. All right. That's another tip that I'm going to see if I can see with you.
We're all predominantly lazy, so it's like, how can we get away with doing the least amount of stuff? And then the final thing is chill out. It's really important to take time out to chill out and relax. And that's something that I'm really quite hot on. I have to walk my talk. So I can't tell people to do one thing and I do something completely different.
Exactly. Okay, so sleep more, or make 7 hours.
Sleep well.
Sleep well.
Eat smart.
Eat smart.
Move more.
Move more and chill out.
Yay, you got that one.
Okay, chill out. So, Rachel, what are some of the highlights of your career so far?
Oh, gosh. I got to the Conservative Party conference.
Okay.
3 years ago. By having a go at MPs about health and wellness, mm-hmm. and that was quite interesting. And I managed to get onto LBC Radio.
Okay, it was in the Nick Ferrari show.
It was, oh gosh, what was he called? Ian Dale, yeah.
You can tell I listened to them.
Yeah. and what's interesting is I got interviewed by him twice because I also went to Boris Johnson's State of London debate.
Okay.
Because I was trying to get my Zestember thing off the ground a couple of years ago. It wasn't called Zestember then. And so someone invited me along to the debate, and they were asking people if anybody had any questions in the audience to ask Boris. And I had a question, and it got picked up by LBC, and then they wanted to interview me on the radio, so that was really cool. And then, it's quite a long story, but I got talking to some MPs, and then I got invited to the party conference, and I saw that Ian Dale was going, mm-hmm. and so I emailed him and just said, oh, do you remember me back in June?
Why not?
Yeah. And he said, oh, fantastic, you got in touch. He said, would you like to be interviewed on the Drive Time programme from the party conference? Like, yes. Yeah.
Great.
It was so cool. That was really great.
Yeah. Wow. I'm impressed. Is there anything you can't do?
Well, yeah, you have to just kind of just go for it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the worst that can happen?
Exactly, yeah.
So if you were a 16-year-old, my favourite question, and you were with a careers officer and they asked you, McGuinness, what would you like to do? What would you say to them?
I think anything is possible.
Mm.
Dream big and make it happen.
Yeah, you're obviously doing it.
Yeah, you're in charge of your own destiny. And sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know. And it's networking, making those contacts.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. I've got to put my specs on and read one testimonial that I pinched off the website. Rachel's enthusiasm and positive outlook make her ideally suited to be a mentor. She's knowledgeable in many areas of her health and wellness and has a holistic approach to whatever issues are being addressed. She is 100% committed to helping her client, is full of ideas, and most importantly, never gives up on you. So you keep believing your goals are possible. That's Claire from Berkshire.
Yes.
Yeah? How does that make you feel?
Yeah, that's great because I am invested in my client's success. And I say to people who work with me, I do make them sign, you know, a couple of agreements, but I also make them sign a commitment form because I'm committing to help them. They've paid me money. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to say, okay, I've got your money now, so go off and do it by yourself. But I just really want my clients to succeed because I've been there myself. Yeah. I know what it's like, and I know how difficult sometimes that journey can be, especially when the head stuff gets in the way. So yeah. I'm there to unravel all that stuff.
I mean, as much as I say I don't believe it, and I saw on your website a picture of your old self, I still cannot believe it.
Yeah.
Because I can see the face barely, but that is not you.
Mm.
And I don't know how... Anyway... So this is Tea with Lily and I'm here with Rachel McGuinness, aka the Zesty Lady, whose mantra is all about living a healthy life the easy way because life is too short for complicated.
Exactly, yes.
Life is too short for complicated. So let's discuss what you do today and all about having a zesty lifestyle. Can you expand a little bit on that?
Yeah, well, what I do is I like to say I help busy people. So they're professionals, entrepreneurs, executives,
mm-hmm.
and I help them embrace a healthier lifestyle. And okay. it's through those four principles that we've already talked about: sleep well, eat smart, move more, chill out. And if they do that, then they're going to be a lot more focused and productive, and they're just going to be better at their job,
mm-hmm.
better in their business, better in the boardroom. And sometimes I like to say they'll be better in the bedroom as well.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're feeling good, it translates to every part of your life.
Exactly, exactly.
And I think the bedroom probably should be the first one you should mention. People will be queuing at your door.
So it's all about I think, professional and personal excellence. And the way I work with people, I work with private individuals or I work with corporates and organisations. I run VIP days for individuals or groups. I do talks. I love talking. doing workshops. And also I run this really cool weight management program, which is called Metabolic Balance. And it's apparently it's Germany's number one weight management program.
How does it work?
Oh, it's absolutely incredible. We take people's blood. It makes me sound like a vampire, but I'm not.
Does that involve needles?
It does, but I don't actually take the blood. It's done by a professional.
Do you know how to sign up for it? But the needle thing is just... you never know.
But what it does is... people get a bit confused with eat right for your blood type, but it's something completely different. And what it does, it matches the composition of people's bodies with the composition of food, so you get the perfect food for your body.
Mm.
Now, I went on it about 3 years ago, just as a bit of a lab rat, really, just to see what would happen. And I dropped a dress size.
Huh.
I thought, this is cool, like this.
That's all I need.
So I dropped this dress size and I thought, okay, let's see if we can maintain it, because I've never ever been this size in my entire adult life. And I had. 2 years later, I was still the same weight, managed to sustain my weight.
Okay.
And then I decided, ooh, I think I'm going to train in this. So I've become a metabolic balance practitioner. So I've been doing it just over a year now and working with clients to help them lose a bit of weight, a lot of weight, and it's really good for health issues as well, because it's picking up in your blood where maybe things are out of range, where your body needs help by avoiding certain foods. And I'm getting some amazing results with it.
Fabulous. Metabolic balance.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the profile of your typical client?
Both male and female.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, when I first started, I was probably doing just females, but I decided to do both sexes.
Help the boys as well.
Help the boys, yeah, because the boys kept asking. And they are very busy people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because I've come from a corporate background, that's who I tend to attract. So yeah, it will be the executives, the entrepreneurs and the professionals.
Because you get them and they probably get you.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So, okay, all right then, in that case, let me play devil's advocate here. I'm an entrepreneur who's, you know, working hours would put... a trainee doctor to shame. I'm always on, because if I so much as dare to sleep, I feel that an opportunity of a lifetime has passed me by. I'm stuck, I'm exhausted, I barely make it anyway, grabbing food on the go. What would you do with somebody like, and I've sort of ballooned to two dress sizes in the last year?
Okay, well, we really have to look at the way you're living your life.
Yeah.
But I think if you carry on that way, it could lead to burnout.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So we have to kind of really look at the way you're living your life and try to fit how you can eat three meals a day into your daily routine.
Yeah.
Because if you, say, only eat one meal a day, or you're not eating the right kinds of foods, you're not going to be fueling your body.
Yeah.
And then if you're not getting enough sleep, you're going to be exhausted. If you don't get enough sleep, there are a couple of hormones that play absolute havoc with your system. The first one is called ghrelin, and that gets overproduced. And ghrelin causes you to eat more carbohydrates, all to do with appetite. And the other hormone is called leptin. And I always like to describe leptin as being like the security guard of your fat stores.
Okay.
Less of that gets produced. So ghrelin's making you eat lots of carbohydrate, and it's packing your fat stores full of carb, and carb is not so good for you. So we'd have to look at what you're eating, look at your current diet, and I use the word diet in terms of what you're eating rather than a weight loss program. And I'd always suggest to people that they eat a lot more protein.
Yep.
They eat vegetables and salad, and they eat a little bit of carbohydrate, and eat fruit, no more than three pieces of fruit a day, and drink more.
So what about the five a day that we've been told by health experts?
Five a day.
I suppose it includes vegetables as well. Yeah.
Well, they should call it vegetables and fruit rather than fruit and vegetables, because a lot of people get very confused by this, and they think, oh, I've got my NutriBullet or I've got my smoothie maker, and they're going to pack punnets of raspberries and strawberries and black currants and loads of things into the blender.
Bananas and apples.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Everything.
Thinking, I'm going to get my 5 a day all in one meal.
It's got a lot of sugar.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So it's all about having the right kind of portions, sizes. And one of the things that I like to talk about with people is portion size. Most of us have got two hands, and you can use these to gauge what your portion sizes should be.
Okay.
you're really unlucky if you've got small hands.
Okay. Oh,
average. It looks like I'm just about to read your fortune.
Okay, go on then. Tell me what I should do.
So your protein should be the size of the palm of your hand without the fingers.
Without the fingers. Okay, the protein. Okay, that's a decent size.
Yeah. Hmm. Your vegetables, so if you make two fists with your hands, so your vegetables should be the same as the volume of your two fists.
Oh, so almost double the size of the protein.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your carbohydrate, I'd probably say it's just less than one fist.
Less than one fist, okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is where we go wrong. We base all our meals around carbohydrate, potato, pasta.
Yeah.
And then your fruit portions should be the size of one fist as well. So that's about the size of an apple or an orange.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it's loose fruit like strawberries or raspberries, it should be about the same volume, which is probably around 100 grams.
Hmm.
We also need to look, going back to your busy life and how you're living it and how I'd help you, we'd look at if you're doing any exercise at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what kind of things could you do that are easy that you could fit into your daily routine so that you can just gradually build up things. There is a fantastic video produced by the British Heart Foundation called the 10-Minute Living Room Workout. If you just go to, I think it's bhf.org.uk.
Okay, British Heart Foundation.
It's just 10 minutes and it's brilliant.
Okay.
This woman called Lisa Young is doing her workout to show you what to do in her living room. And I do it. I've actually adapted it to make it more difficult for myself. But sometimes when I don't have enough time, just doing that 10 minutes will make me feel so much better.
Right.
And then I'll probably do something like a sun salutation, a yoga sun salutation.
Oh, yoga. Yeah. Pause. Okay.
So that's really kind of what we'd look at initially, but also, when do you take time out to chill out? When do you take that time out to relax, recharge, and renew your batteries?
Yeah, the chill out is very important. I think most people forget that. They just go, go, go and sleep, go, go, go and sleep.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, and after that, I'll be whole and renewed.
You will be. You'll be a new woman. You'll be another zesty lady.
Another zesty lady. I'm looking forward to it. Rachel, you wear several hats.
Mm.
You know, lifestyle, zesty lifestyle, mentor, speaker, entrepreneur. Which one is your favorite thing to do?
Oh gosh,
I mean the one that gets you up on a Saturday morning when you don't have to.
I love coaching people. I love helping people transform their lives.
Yeah.
One of my clients the other day said to me, she said it's like the gift that keeps on giving.
Mm.
That she said you work with. You work with your clients for a period of time, so it might be 90 days or it might be 6 months or it might even be a year, but the changes that we make are just unbelievable because they carry you on for life, because you're making life-changing things happen to your body and your mind. And I think that's one thing that I love helping people do, because I've done the transformation myself.
That's the best thing.
Yeah,
you can see, so you're not just saying to people, do this, I've read it from a book, or I went on this course, and therefore, you know, I've got a piece of paper, I'm certified. You've done it, and you know how, you know, there are times when you think you've done everything that you can do, we're still not getting the result. You get initial results, then you start, so you know how that is. That's great. So let's look at the second testimonial. Get me specs on. Rachel's up-to-date knowledge of health and well-being are complemented by her great sense of humour and innate interest in helping people and make her an excellent mentor. I also turned to Rachel for help when I started a stressful new job. She really helped me to improve my confidence, and that's James, who's an IT executive. Yeah, so that's a boy, and a boy came to you. That's great.
Yeah.
It was at the beginning of when they were coming, they started coming to you and asking for your help.
Yes, actually, I think he was probably one of my first boys that came to see me.
Oh, that's great. And we tend to forget that certainly the work that you do is that like your clients, they're giving you, they're giving them a gift, and giving also makes you feel happy within yourself. It's like giving to charity.
It is.
It's
yeah.
a feel, you know, it's a win-win, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And I think because I naturally have a sense of humour, that's what I put through my work, because health is quite a serious issue.
Gosh, yeah.
And I want to make the transformation for them fun. I don't want it to all be all about deprivation, about what they can't have. It's all about what they can have. It's all about nourishment rather than deprivation.
Yeah.
That's a big word I love.
Nourishment.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that. This is Tea with Lily, and I'm here with Rachel McGuinness, aka the Zesty Lady, whose mantra is all about living a healthy life the easy way, because life is too short for complicated. Now, it can't be all work. What do you do for fun? What do you do to chill out?
I love painting on my iPad.
What? What's that?
Oh, there's this brilliant app. I got inspired a number of years ago when I went to see a David Hockney exhibition at the Royal Academy. And he'd been doing all these massive paintings, and he'd done them on an iPad. And I thought, that's really cool, because I love art, and I wanted to do painting, but I just couldn't be bothered to get my paints out. I've got watercolours at home, but
I just can't. Painting on your iPad?
Yeah, so you just use it with stylus. It's great. And what I ended up doing was copying some of David Hockney's paintings he did on his iPad. And I call them my David Mockneys. And I went to his exhibition, got inspired. And then I went back again a few weeks later, and I took my dad with me. And I was showing my dad and saying, oh my God, when you look at his painting and my painting, they're like more or less the same. And it was so funny. One of the curators came up to me in the gallery and said, madam, you're not allowed to take photographs of the paintings. I went, this is what I painted. They went, oh, that's really
wonderful.
Good. Yeah, so I love painting. And also there's this new craze with colouring in, adult colouring books. And that's actually quite relaxing.
My friend
well.
Is very good with that. Yeah, it's one of her passions.
Yeah, so that's something I might do when I'm sort of half watching TV. I love reading, and I love eating, as I mentioned before. I love going out, trying restaurants, going out with my Chandra Otisseurs group. Oh yes, tomorrow we're having lunch on the Britannia cruise ship in Southampton. That's nice.
Wow.
Nice, yeah, really nice meal that would be. And then I love cooking as well.
You've got to love cooking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I love experimenting with all types of dishes. So if I've been away to a certain country, then I'm into that country sort of cuisine.
Okay, and in terms of books, what's been your latest book?
I am reading a book called Ma Polinsky's Pockets by Sarah Sheridan.
Okay, and what's it about? Is it fun book, or is it serious book, or
well,
is
it's
it
about this girl who
self-help?
It's not self-help, it's a novel.
Okay.
Yeah, because I read a lot of self-help stuff during the day, so I have to switch off. So normally the books I read are things like chick lit, or they'll be like sort of adventure type novels. So this is about a girl who inherited £8 million from an antique dealer that she met as a five-year-old. So it's all about the story about how she wants to discover why she inherited this money.
It's great. In terms of self-help, no, I read self-help as well. But the latest book that I've read is called by Marion Keyes, and it's The Woman Who Stole My Life. It's so funny, it's untrue.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, but I listen to it on Audible.
Yeah.
Because reading, I find reading a chore. So Audible, you know, age, glasses and all that. So Audible is like the next best thing for me.
Oh, I've got an Audible account, and I always listen to things in my car.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the book. It was something about the brain by a guy called David Rock, and that was quite interesting. And then I've just read some books about TED Talks and how to do TED Talks.
Oh, okay, I saw that, but I've just downloaded... Oh, we're having a conversation about books. Never mind, we'll come back to the real conversation in a minute. Simon's, is it Sinek?
Yes.
I've heard a couple of clients of the work, I've mentioned him, and I thought, oh, let me download and see what. I'm sure he's going to have seen clips that he's said before. I thought, let me download his book. Mm. So that's the next thing. But the current one, which you might want to read, or might, is Goddesses Never Age.
Oh, right, yes, I've heard of that one, yes.
It's brilliant. It talks all sorts of things. All manner of them. But I listened to her on Hay House anyway.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, let me get the book. And it's quite interesting. So that's my that's the one I'm listening to now. But Simon Sinek, I think, is all about the why, isn't it? Mm. What is your why?
Yes.
Okay. Charities. What, how and why? Which charities do you support and why?
It's usually the cancer charities.
Mm.
I lost my mother to a form of leukemia about 7 or 8 years ago. And also I just lost a really good friend to breast cancer. So much into cancer research and things like that.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. Right. We're going to finalise now. Rachel, thank you. How can our listeners connect with you if they want further advice on Zest lifestyle, metabolic balance, weight management program, or hashtag Zestember?
Okay. They can go to my website, which is zestlifestyle.com,
mm-hmm.
or they could contact me at rachel@zestlifestyle.com. Or if they want to take part in a health movement that I'm starting called Zestember, mm-hmm. that is Zestember.
Okay.
And that's .org.uk.
.org.uk.
And Zestember is in September. And I'm trying to inspire the nation to get healthy. And,
okay.
And they can go to the site and they can download 30 ways to get more zest. So it's 30 tips based on my four core principles. And it's just sensible, common sense advice to help people kickstart their health, or maybe they just need to sort of, maybe they just want to learn some new things to do.
And then they'll go on there. Is it like a free download, or do they have to give their name, an email address, that sort of thing, so that you can follow up with them and find out how they're getting on?
It's a free download, but they can sign up for news updates and bonuses. There's going to be loads of stuff going out on social media. I'm hoping to get on the radio. Just got someone.
LBC?
Yeah, maybe. I'm going to speak to my mate Ian Dale. Okay. They remember me. Might even get on the TV, you never know. But I'm just working with
someone.
Can
I come and hold your case and be your caddy?
Yeah, of course you can. And, it's funny because it's a cross between the Ice Bucket Challenge and Movember. But it's not about donating to charity. It's all about investing in you and improving your own health and well-being.
But I think we sometimes have to look at the fact that if we don't look after ourselves, we can't help other people.
Exactly, exactly. So it is look after number one, because nobody else will.
Nobody feels the need to, unless you do.
Exactly, yes.
That's great. So finally, Miss Rachel, what are the top three tips that you'd give somebody, for the listeners,
Around health. Get your Zs in. Make sure you get your sleep in. Sleep at least 7 hours a night.
Okay.
Eat healthily.
Okay.
So eat smart. And do it 80% of the time. And that's all about eating protein, salad and veg, and fruit, mm-hmm. and a little bit of carbohydrate.
Okay.
Drink lots of water.
Yes. Yes, lots of water.
And move more.
Move more. Okay.
And don't forget to do that British Heart Foundation living room workout, because that is just so cool to get people moving when they don't do much exercise.
Okay, that's great. So British Heart Foundation, bhf.org.uk, and what is it called? Living room exercise?
It's called the living room workout.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, Rachel McGuinness, you are truly inspiring. You certainly walk your talk, and I can't imagine even losing half a stone half the time. And you've done, what's 42 pounds in stones?
I think it's about 3.5 stones.
That's a lot.
Mm.
Well done.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to sign up for Zestember anyway. So as they say, life is too short. As you say, life is too short for complicated. So listen, I wish you nothing but the best for your journey around the Zestember and your coaching practice as well.
Thank you.
Will you come back and let us know how Zestember goes?
I would love to.
Great. And see how, you know, just numbers, not even sheer numbers, would be so motivating for us to perhaps sign up for next year as well.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to get my friends to do it. I'm going to do it next year as well. That's me. So listeners, if you have any questions for Rachel, you can email her at rachel@zestlifestyle.com, and you can also sign up for Zestember, which is all the W's, zestember.org.uk. Thank you all for listening, and our next episode will be with the founder of Little Angels Trust, Lavinia Enim, telling us all about why she works tirelessly to support terminally ill children at Great Ormond Street in the UK and Koliba Hospital in Ghana. So people, until next time, keep smiling and always walk good. Rachel McGuinness, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Great.